Innovation Norway has chosen the subtitle Culture for Growth for our annual speech, the innovation speech that was held first in June this year. We want to focus on the need for Norwegian companies to grow big, as we have heard several times today already. In order to cope with a declining oil revenue, we need other industries and companies to step up. We need to diversify our economy within the industries where Norway has a strong competitive advantage. And we need more companies that both can and want to break into new markets and help increase the export. And to do that, bigger is often better. A small company may not yet have the capital, the skills, and the employees it takes to compete on a global stage. And therefore, we need to make it easier and more attractive to people to not only create a job for themselves, but to grow their business and create profitable jobs for many people. In a Norwegian dictionary from 1986, you will find a definition of an entrepreneur, or gründer in Norwegian, as a founder of a company. That's fair, but often in a negative manner. A person who's into theft and fraud. Fortunately, a lot has changed since then. The society now acknowledges the need for entrepreneurs. And entrepreneurs are met with respect and even more so maybe with admiration. And there are now, luckily, several service centers for entrepreneurs all across the country. And it is reason to celebrate the more than 60,000 companies that was registered in Norway last year. So we have succeeded in obtaining a culture for entrepreneurship, a startup culture. But in our enthusiasm for the startup culture, there is also reason to worry that so few of the startups actually grow big. We need to have a longer perspective, and we need companies that grow and become large companies. And we mean it is four factors that is of importance for companies to grow. And luckily enough, they all start with a C, so it's easy to remember. It's customers, it's capital, it's competence, and it's culture. So let me elaborate shortly on each of these factors. Firstly, it's customers. It's not about the one new industry replacing the oil industry. It is about a broad range of areas where Norwegian businesses can perform better than other countries, making use of our advantages as we always have done. As the winner of Innovation Norway's export prize given out by us earlier this year, Kambi from Asker, they did something like this. They used technology from thermal hydrolysis and turned sewage into resources from 70 million inhabitants in Washington, Beijing, and Singapore. And this is just one example on a Norwegian company that is a pioneer within sustainable solutions. And the best companies in Norway make use of new technology faster than their competitors. They are efficient, adapt faster, and are often born global. The UN's Sustainable Development Goals are also a roadmap for new business. Norwegian companies already contribute to solving some of the world's challenges, and we can contribute with more. Healthy and safe food, clean water, emission-free and low-priced energy, eco-friendly transportation, and several other solutions the world needs for the future. Then the other significant factor for growth is capital, as we heard also several times today. We have capital in Norway, and the financial market works pretty well, but we lack big scale-ups, and the reason to this is, among others, limited access to risk capital from experienced investors in that industry. We need to reduce obstacles that prevent potential investors from investing in business. Governmental funding is of importance because it also releases risk capital from private investors who also have the necessary network and relevant business experience. So the third factor is competence. More than half of the scale-ups we interviewed, our customers that are innovation-driven companies, more than half of these referred to that the shortage of employees with relevant competence was the biggest obstacles for further growth. So there are two ways to solve this problem: educating people with the right competence and skills, or attracting the right people to our region. And we have to do both, or continue doing both in a larger extent. And last but not least, we have culture, culture for growth. A fundamental factor for growth is that a company has a clear strategy and ambition to grow. This came clear in a survey that Menon Economics did for Innovation Norway. Companies with a professional board and leaders that has an ambition to actually scale up grow faster than other companies. So if a company don't want to grow, it simply will not. In addition to the four C's I've mentioned, we also have some other factors that has an impact on growth. Norway is a society with relatively small differences and high trust among people. We're also used to change. Our businesses have been and are in an everlasting process of change. And we cope with that. An important reason for that is the well-functioning cooperation between employees and employers. And these are Norwegian advantages. And yes, we do talk a lot about Norwegian advantages, with reason, but we also have some real disadvantages. For instance, it's our high cost level and distances to the bigger markets. And we might have to admit that due to our high national incomes over several decades, we haven't had as strong incentives to develop new businesses our neighboring countries have. With the right policy for innovation and industry, the governmental institutions can contribute in order to make Norwegian companies grow and succeed. And therefore, Innovation Norway has passed four clear advices to our Minister of Trade, Industry and Fishery. The first one is we have to use public procurement as a driving force for growth, because the public sector represents a substantial market, a market big enough to work as a starting point for Norwegian companies before they grow internationally. The second advice is we need to have a public business support system that is efficient and proactive. The government's review of the business support system has to lead to more tools for helping companies grow internationally. It should also ensure that the public money spent releases also private funding. Focus on what the business sector needs to achieve the results the country needs. And number three, we have to stop wasting good ideas. We have to succeed better with creating products and services spinning out of our research. The EU funds for research and innovation is now turned more towards commercialization and scale-ups. Our accumulated knowledge should, in a much greater extent, result in new scale-ups, jobs, and increased wealth. And the fourth, we have to invest more in export. We have to strengthen our ability to bring companies from across the country into international markets. We have to discover what the world needs and show the world what we can offer. Innovation Norway will contribute to that through all our local offices and also our offices abroad. So, to some regional glints at the end, 13.5% of Oslo's companies are regarded as scale-ups. The average number for the whole country is 9.6. So, it's quite good. And to further enhance the strength of this region, the increase in the proportion of the scale-ups since the financial crisis in 2008 are actually higher in Viken than in any other region in Norway. This shows us that this region has what it takes. Norwegian economy is good, but it's time to get more out of our advantages. So let's prioritize the scale-ups because we need them. Thank you.